It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
Once when I was with a wonderful group of people teaching on the issue of forgiveness, the question was asked, what about when Jesus was being crucified and said, "Forgive them"? Doesn't that mean we just have to forgive everyone without condition? Well, that's a great question. The phrase that is being quoted was taken from Luke's record, and here's what is written in Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 34. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified Jesus along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Now let's take a moment to examine this text more closely by asking four questions that we need answers to discover what these words really mean. Our first question is, about whom is Jesus speaking? In the context, we notice that the people stood by, watching the religious rulers scoffed at him. The Roman soldiers also mocked him. One of the criminals who was hanged with him railed or hurled abuse at him. See generally Luke chapter 23, verses 26 to 43. Not everyone is present, but everyone is represented. Scoffing rulers, mocking soldiers, dying criminals, watching people. Was Jesus just speaking about the few dozen or perhaps a few hundred people within the range of his voice? Was he speaking in wider terms for all the people of Jerusalem? Or could he have been speaking about every single human being, even you and me? Not everyone was present, but everyone was represented. I'm inclined to view that we are all represented in the crowd around the cross, and that Jesus was speaking about all of us. Our second question is, to whom is Jesus speaking? Well, it's very clear that Jesus was speaking to his Father. He said, "Father, forgive them." This is not an event of forgiveness. It is his prayer that others be forgiven. It is Jesus' prayer for those complicit in his crucifixion, and by extension, that includes you and me. His words give us a glimpse of his heart as he yearns for his enemies and tormentors to experience forgiveness. Jesus is praying to his Father. Our third question is also necessary. Can Jesus forgive sins? Well, earlier Luke records an incident in which a paralyzed man is carried to Jesus in a crowded house. The desire to get this paralytic into Jesus' presence was so strong that those carrying the man climbed up, dismantled part of the roof, and lowered him through the opening. This determined action of the paralytic and his friends is recognized for what it is. Luke 5, verse 20, we read, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, 'Your sins are forgiven you.'" This confirms that Jesus has the power to forgive sins. He did so for a paralyzed man who came with a heart yearning for wholeness. Now here's the significance of this question and its answer. If Jesus can forgive sins, why didn't he do that from the cross? Let us be clear, Jesus did not say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or anything like that on the cross. Instead, he prays publicly to his Father, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And here's our fourth question. Is Jesus' prayer ever answered? If so, how was this prayer answered and when? Even during the animalistic brutality of his crucifixion, Jesus' love radiates its concern that others be forgiven. Here is the first answer to his prayer. One of the criminals being executed manifests his change of heart towards Jesus. The man confesses his own wrong and acknowledges Jesus as king, saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answers, "Truly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." chapter 23, verses 39 to 43 of Luke's Gospel. Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Words promising full participation in the kingdom, a promise that implicitly includes forgiveness. Luke's story is continued in his second volume, the Book of Acts. In the Book of Acts, we read of incident after incident after incident as Jesus has his prayer answered by the movement of the Holy Spirit through his followers. In Acts chapter 2, a large crowd witnesses strange events 50 days after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. God is present and at work redeeming his world. In Acts chapter 2, verse 36, Peter pronounces the guilt of the crowd. He says, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." In the next two verses, we hear the response of the crowd. "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.'" Forgiveness is offered through Jesus Christ. Forgiveness is received upon a change of heart toward Jesus Christ and our sin. What an answer to Jesus' prayer on the cross. 3,000 people experienced forgiveness and new life that day. Acts 2, verse 41. As we continue reading Acts, we encounter multitudes obtaining forgiveness as their hearts are changed toward Jesus Christ. Examples include a crowd in the temple. "Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out." Acts 3, verse 19. A great many priests were saved. Chapter 6, verse 7. The Ethiopian minister of finance was saved and forgiven his sins. Chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. An upwardly mobile Pharisee named Saul, later Paul the Apostle, we read of his forgiveness in chapter 9, verses 1 to 19. And there's a Roman army officer named Cornelius in chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. And we're only naming a few. Almost 50 years ago, this prayer of my Lord Jesus was answered in my own life as I was drawn by his love to acknowledge my sin and to accept his gift of forgiveness, cleansing, and life. And so, Jesus' prayer continues to be answered throughout history and throughout the world. This is how God in Christ forgives us, and this is how we are to forgive one another.
You've been listening to John B. MacDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. MacDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.